There's first the question of method. To consider the structure of language, people usually assume the existence of meanings and of words. A scientist coming to the matter from the outside usually expects to find regularities out of the sequential relation among the words, because that is the data that is given. There are sequences of words. However, these attempts have not yielded regularities. People who work habitually with language, linguists if you wish, do have ways of describing language. They do it primarily by what is called grammatical relations. The grammatical relations, by and large, are adequate to describe language, to some approximation, and we'll discuss this later on. However, they have certain difficulties. One is that there are few, if any, grammatical relations which are universal and common to all languages. This is questions like subject and object, or predicate, and things of that sort. Another is that the situation actually is that in each language, one is able to find something which one can call grammatical relations. But it isn't as though there is some fixed thing that runs across the whole of the system of language. There are other difficulties. One of them is that grammatical relations are unique to language. That is, there's nothing else that has it. This makes it impossible to compare language with anything else, not even with systems which in one way or another are close to language, presumably, like gestures on one hand and mathematics on the other. Furthermore, the things that underlie grammatical relations, the meanings, the concept of meaning in general, what are the meaning ranges of individual words, and what is the definition of word, all of them present extremely great difficulties. They're very hard to formulate, and therefore they do not suffice to be the primitive elements of a general structural theory. We therefore go back to the beginning, to the initial question, how can one investigate the structure of language? Now, in general, if one wants to investigate a field, one discusses the field, analyzes it, in the meta-language of the field. This is clearest in mathematics and in logic, where the precise structure of the material in mathematics and logic makes it possible to recognize that the statements made about the field are not in the field. They do not have the structure of the things that are said in the field. Language has no external meta-language. Mathematics and logic can be described in English, in some subset of sentences of English. Language has no external meta-language because any language in which one could describe language has to have already at its disposal words and sentences, the very things that we would be trying to describe. So there is no external meta-language that is available for use in analyzing language. We can only analyze it with language again. In the absence of an external meta-language, what one can do is to rely on the non-randomness of the material, on the fact that not all combinations of the entities, whatever the entities may be, are found. In fact, this is the case in all languages, as far as we know. I mean, no one, certainly not I, have surveyed all languages. But in languages, as far as we know them, not all combinations of the entities, whether they are letters, phonemes, words, occur. There are certain combinations which are not in the language. They make sequences which are not considered part of the language. Nobody can do anything with them. They're not recognized as in the language. Now, if we want to use this and to find out what are the combinations which are in the language, combinations of whatever, and what are the combinations that are not in the language, and try to find from that the regularities which would characterize language, we must first have a rather precise statement of what are the elements, the entities. This is crucial because it isn't as though we know certain things about a language, even more than precisely, and to judge the entities, the elements, from that by sort of dividing them up into parts or so and so forth. We don't know what the thing that we are studying really is. Therefore, we have to be rather sure of the elements that we are working with, because all we're going to be doing is making combinations of those elements, or rather, inspecting which combinations of those elements constitute language and which combinations do not. The elements have to be precise. I want therefore to sketch very, very briefly what we know that is precise about the most elementary elements, the bottom elements that we have to work with.